suburbs that are home to almost 200,000 people in regional New South Wales risk running out of water within a year due to the unprecedented rate of dam depletion. Dam storage levels have dropped 30% in the past 18 months, in the worst drought on record. And this leaves authorities scrambling to develop emergency water sources. Large regional hubs like Tamworth, there's Orange, there's Bathurst, there's Dubbo. Tamworth has a population of 62,000 people. They're facing exhausting local water supplies in the next 12 months in the absence of rain, and that is an unprecedented event. And it's confirmed for the first time by the New South Wales Water Minister, Melinda Pavey. I thought we'd have a chat to the Mayor from Tamworth this afternoon. His name is Cole Murray, and he's on the phone. Thank you for your time, Cole.
Yes, no, it's a pleasure to be part of the show.
Mate, it just reads absolutely terribly, and there seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel, because if you look at the long-term weather forecast for spring, or from all reports, it's saying that it's expected to be a drier than usual spring. How bad is it in Tamworth at the moment, Cole?
Look, it's bad enough, but we're not dire straits. We're working very closely with the New South Wales government and the Australian government to, approach this water challenge in the short term and in the longer term. Short term, we've got commitment from the Minister Pavey and New South Wales government to provide some short term investment, which will secure our water for the next couple of years with the water that's in the dam at the moment. If we do nothing, we've probably got less than a year. But longer term, we need to invest in more water storage. We've been having this crazy debate over the last 30 years about water storage, and I think we're seeing the failure to invest into water storage is coming home to roost now, and we just need more water storage.
Colly, you said that you've been able to secure processes for water for the next, 12 months, maybe 2 years, for water in the Tamworth and area. What are those processes? What have you been able to secure?
Well, our water system relies on the transmission of water from Chaffee Dam, which is our main water supply, and was recently upgraded in 2015, nearly doubled in capacity, thank goodness, or we'd actually have no water now.
Right.
But this short-term solution is the water's transmitted down the river, and then it's pumped out of the river when it gets to Tamworth. But the losses in the managing the river are just really significant. And, for example, if Tamworth orders one bucket of water, New South Wales Water let two buckets out of the dam in summertime. So, those transmission losses account for more water than actually is what's used by the city.
I have been saying this for ages, and sounds like a cracked record, but you've got to lay the blame at government. And it's both sides of government. We're not picking on the current minister. But unfortunately, governments have just been so reactive in this situation rather than proactive. They should have done something years and years and years ago, so that places like Tamworth and Dubbo and Orange, Tenderfield, for goodness sake, they've only got 6 months of water left, so that they're not put into these positions.
Yeah, look, you're dead right. I think in Australia we're not a big population, and I guess our tax revenue is not that great. But for example, the amount of funds that we donate to overseas countries that are in strife, and even things like shortage of water, we can't secure our own water. So I think we need to have a bit of a rethink about how we secure our future. And we spend a lot of time talking about population growth and about growth in our cities and things, but there's a few fundamentals that we've just been distracted from, and I think there's been a distraction from building new dams with a lot of all different types of range of issues, things like environmental issues and et cetera. But when we get a serious drought, and Australia is a dry continent, we must have water storage. It's the only long-term solution.
Have you ever seen it as dry as this, Cole, in your time?
No, and I've seen a fair few summers. I've lived in this area all my life, and I've never seen it as bad. Our farmers and our agriculture production it's taken a very, very serious hit, and has a big, big impact on a large number of our residents.
Cole, how's it affect the mood of the town?
Penrith's a very positive place and always has been. And, you know, I think we're a place that's very strong in small business. And there's lots of small businesses that are still going okay. But a lot of those farm-related businesses are, you know, they're shedding employees. And, you know, our CBD shopfront vacancies are very, very healthy. They're in good shape. Our businesses are still there. But you talk to nearly every one of them's put, you know, 1, 2, 5, 10 people off in recent times. And that's the bit that hurts. It's almost like a sort of a silent pain.
Yeah. What level water restrictions do you currently have in Tamworth?
We're on level 4 at the moment, and within about the next probably 3 weeks, we'll go to level 5, or 5 weeks, probably level 5. So our water usage is really good. Our citizens are really, really buckled up and managing water well. Our industries are managing it well. We've got some very large water users, and, you know, the food processing sector uses, you know, probably 40% of the water that the city processes, but, you know, employ many, many thousands of people. And, you know, we sort of work really, really hard to ensure that, you know, there's no job losses in that processing sector, which is probably the lifeblood of the regional economy.
Is 5 the highest on water restrictions, or is there a higher one?
No, 5 is our highest level here, and, you know, we start to look at the introduction of sort of emergency management, where things like, you know, under our current level 5 restrictions, which may, you know, certainly getting a bit of a spotlight shone on it now, where we're imminently looking at level 5, we don't operate our 2 town swimming pools, for example, or our swimming pools, and that's causing a lot of public debate now, obviously, and things like we'll be asking families to, you know, to reduce their water usage to, you know, 160 litres per day, and varying levels of, you know, different actions like that.
How long since Tamworth hasn't had water restrictions?
Look, it's only about a year now. We had our newly upgraded dam in 2015, basically finished construction, and within about 3 or 4 months was full of water. So, you know, we were in very healthy shape with water wise, and but it filled up with water and then stopped raining.
Yeah. And you know, the sad thing is, it doesn't matter what you think of politicians; they can't make it rain.
No, and that's, you know, I mean, whilst we can be critical about policies in the past, we can't, you know, as you say, politicians can't make it rain. But I think what politicians can do is learn a lot from this current drought that we're seeing right across the, you know, the eastern seaboard. And we can, you know, we can change our policies into the future and do something about it.
Do you think if that is done, you can drought-proof places like Tamworth?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think we just need to be clever. I think we need to, and we will do a review of our drought management strategies. But nothing's quite as simply as it might seem at face value when, you know, our storage dam is also an irrigation water dam, and it's when it's legal for farmers to extract water from the river for irrigation, well, it's legal. You know, I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't have irrigation, because that's, you know, they're very large employers and they do a great value add injection into our industry, where, for example, we're a very strong equine area with our equine industry in and around Tamworth. And, you know, our irrigation farmers are fundamental to the success of that equine industry. I think we just need to be clever about how we manage and store our water and ensure that we've got enough water storage to cope with these, you know, with the changes we're seeing in our climates in recent years. And, you know, the prediction is for more dry spells, et cetera. Well, surely it's not that hard to work out that we need to have more water storage.
Ain't that the truth? I've got to leave it there.